Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
A task force appointed by Governor Gavin Newsom to address the state's homeless problem is recommending a constitutional amendment to tackle the issue. This comes as the governor kicks off a week-long tour promoting his plans to house the homeless. Phil, what would the constitutional amendment do?
Well, that is the question that's still out there, I've got to tell you, Patty. What it does is it supposedly mandates, and that's their word, an enforceable way for cities and counties to be required to build housing for people who need it, that nobody should be sleeping on the streets, that everybody should have a roof over their head. How that housing is going to be paid for and how the consequences of not doing it are going to be enforced remains to be seen. But that's the nature of politics in California. They're trying to come up with a solution. This is the 13-member Council of Regional Homeless Advisors that includes Sacramento Mayor Daryl Steinberg, Los Angeles County Supervisor Mark Ridley-Thomas, and a host of others to try to come up with the answer. And the answer, quite frankly, when I've talked to locals, is more of the same.
Let's talk about the politics of all this. How much pushback is the governor going to get?
Well, that's interesting because, you know, you tell the Army you got a problem, they'll send you a tank. You go to a hospital, say, I'm not feeling well, chances are you're going to get an X-ray. Go to a 13-member political commission, and chances are you're going to get a ballot proposition. And that's what we've got here. As far as pushback goes, that's not really what I think is the issue here. The issue here is called passing it on. We look to Sacramento. We look to the governor. He said he was going to set up a homeless attack squad. He was going to get out there, and this was the state's number one issue. Poll after poll shows it's the number one issue. Yet it comes down to a fundamental thing, and they're saying, let's go let the voters decide on it. Again, this would require a two-thirds vote of the people. So some of this is show. And here's where the real crux comes in. Because while they're saying that this is after a New York model, and the idea was, okay, we will build the shelters, but if we build the shelters and the housing, you have to go into it. Sleeping on the streets is no longer an option. The committee, the council did not go with that second part. So there's no part in here that says, by the way, even if we do build it, will you be required to come? And so I think that that's got the problem back there, and it's a fundamental flaw that possibly will just ground this thing before it gets off the ground.
In the meantime, Gavin Newsom is touring the state just looking at different cities and municipalities and how they deal with the homeless now, correct?
Exactly. And he's promising money to them if they have a program that he thinks is up to snuff. But again, Patty, what we have here is we have the locals saying it's a national issue. And then we have the state saying it's also a national issue, but ultimately a local issue. They're putting the onus back on the cities and counties, which, quite frankly, don't have the money, the land, or the resources to do it. So there's a danger here that we're just going around in a circle. Question is, you know, what's the reaction going to be? We'll see. Year one into the Newsom administration, what changes have you seen? We'll see what happens from here.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.